This past Committee of the Whole erupted in intense discussion after a county fire risk assessment and station location optimization plan was presented by Hire Consultant Emergency Management Group. In broad summary, the plan proposes the relocation of Wellington Station 7 to County Roads 1 and 2, the amalgamation and relocation of Bloomfield Station 2 and Milford Station 3 to Cherry Valley, and the decommissioning of Cressy Station 10 and Ameliasburg Station 9. According to the plan, this was done to improve resource efficiency staffing coverage, address growth service needs in the settlement area, and avoid costs associated with maintaining underperforming facilities and upgrading other facilities to conform with health, safety, and building standards. During the meeting, South Marysburg Councillor John Hirsch remarked that his constituents were already voicing concerns regarding fire service coverage.
I would just note that despite everybody noting that this is for information only, the consultant has indeed made recommendations. And that's why already Councillor Prinzen's prediction has come to pass. My email is blowing up with people who are not happy with those recommendations, because my ward is one of those rather dramatically affected with amalgamation of stations. That's South Marysburg.
While North Marysburg Councillor David Harrison expressed his clear opposition to the plan's proposal for Cressy Fire Station.
Basically, going to be perfectly blunt, there will be no closing of that Cressy Fire Station. It isn't even up for half of my constituents would be basically without service. I've spoken on the insurance end. I've spoken to Leslie Koopmans, who manages the McDougall Stanton office here. And she pretty much told me that that gray area on that map will be subject to 200 to 300% increases if that station closes. And that's just totally unacceptable.
Picton Councillor Phil St. Jean then sought to remind the councillors and residents to be mindful of the costs of providing full fire services coverage in the county.
Yes, this might give us most of the coverage, but it's going to eliminate some of the residents. And I guess my message to our residents is, if we want that full coverage, we have to be prepared to pay for it. There's a reality there. To deliver the services that you want, you have to be able to pay for them.
Committee, after hearing numerous comments from the audience, voted to discontinue the $75,000 fire optimization study. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.